It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And Robin, on the phone, we have a real singer-songwriter, Liz Longley. Hi, Liz.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, very good.
Are you in Nashville today?
I flew in from Nashville yesterday, so I am in beautiful Montana, and wow, the weather is just spectacular.
Well, we were expecting you, so we ordered this.
I appreciate it. You really shouldn't have.
Tonight, you're a songwriter. Do you compose using the guitar or the piano, or how do you do it?
I started on piano, but I quickly found that the guitar really resonated with me more, and I love the rhythm that it provides naturally. And so I kind of go back and forth between guitar and piano when I'm writing and also on stage. So I use them both.
Okay, now, and George Harrison used to travel with the ukulele. It's kind of like a mini guitar, you know.
Hey, Liz, I'm curious about this song, Funeral for My Past. Where in the world did that come from?
It's the craziest thing. I've been writing songs since I was 14, so 20 years now, and I still don't really know where songs come from, but that one came to me when I was folding laundry, and I was just thinking about how I'd been through something tough, and I just thought, I can feel that I'm not experiencing life to the fullest. I can feel that I was just, like, shutting down, so I thought, the only way I'm going to get back to a good spot in my life is if I have a funeral for my past. So I stopped folding laundry and I ran to the piano and wrote that song. And it's been a real joy to share it on stage and hear what other people, how other people hear that song and what their story is and what they're letting go of. And it's a cool thing.
Yeah. And you're still folding laundry. that you didn't.
Well, I'm
that
a new away. Mom, so I never stop folding laundry.
That's right.
Now, you live in Nashville?
I do. I've been there since 2011, but I'm originally from Pennsylvania. So
gotcha.
It's been my music home since then, and it's a great, great creative community, very supportive and inspiring.
Well, for about 12 years during the 90s and beyond, that was my second home, I think. I was there every other week while I was working out of Denver, and got to know the area pretty well, particularly if you like a little bit of country music. You go downtown there to Broadway and Robert's Western Wear and Tootsie's Orchard Grill.
They're all still there. They're rocking and rolling. I mean, they are just busier than ever. It's amazing to see. It's a huge attraction. I mean, Nashville has grown exponentially in the past decade.
Okay, now is that a place where singer-songwriters collaborate, John?
Well, that's one of the places, The one you're thinking is the Bluebird.
Oh, yeah.
The Bluebird Cafe. Uh-huh. I'll bet you hang out there, right?
I do. That's one of my favorite places to play. It's such a special little spot.
And
you guys are all cheerleaders for each other, aren't you?
We try to be, yeah. I mean, and a lot of days are spent co-writing and collaborating, so it is a team effort in a lot of ways that, like, I used to live in New York City, and that just didn't have the same collaboration style that Nashville does. It's a really cool thing to be a part of. So I started co-writing as soon as I got there, and it just really inspired me.
And which studio do you like to use most in Nashville?
Well, Nashville, there's a new thing starting where a lot of people are doing studios in their homes, and there's just no limit to the amazing quality that you can get out of your studios these days. But my favorite studio that I ever recorded in is off of Music Row, and it's called Ocean Way Studios.
Oh, sure.
And if you ever watch the show Nashville, they filmed a lot of stuff there, and I made a record there. It was with some legends, some people that played on records with Carole King and James Taylor and some of the best records that I grew up listening to. So it was an honor to record there.
Yeah, that's a neat place. I've been there myself several times. We did a lot of work with Reba McEntire and Narvel Blackstock's Starstruck Studio there in Music Square. And that's a beautiful facility, too. And we've done several live shows from there, which got sent over to the BBC. And it's just amazing how Nashville just sort of skipped over the analog period and went right to digital.
Mm, so true. That's so cool that you recorded there. I've stepped inside Starstruck, and I've been starstruck by it, but I've never recorded there.
it's a nice facility. It really is. Okay, so what we want to talk about is why you're here in Northwest Montana, other than the fact that you love the place.
Yeah, I am playing at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center on Saturday night, the On Stage series. So it's kind of an intimate setting. Everyone's on the stage. And I'll be playing songs from my latest record and songs that I've been working on for my next record, and hopefully some cover songs that people recognize. So it's going to be a really special night.
Okay, now, is it all a musical performance, or is there an opportunity for the audience to interact with the individuals?
I think it will just be a musical experience, and there will be no dancing on my end, thankfully. It will just be pure music. But the doors open at 7, and the show starts at 7:30, so if people want to get there a little bit early, they can mingle. And I always come out afterwards and say hello, and that's my favorite part.
Okay,
so.
Now you said...
And then the following day, there will be a little bit of a songwriting talk about creativity, I think 2 o'clock the next day, I believe it is.
All right. Now you said everybody is going to be on stage together?
Yes. They've set up the seats to be on the stage. It's quite a large stage, I imagine. And so there will be a mini stage on the stage and then all the seats up there. But nobody's going to have to perform. Everyone can relax and enjoy the show.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. And I would imagine you're going to be performing your hits.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I don't have any hits. But I will play the songs that have definitely helped fuel my career and new ones kind of intertwined throughout. So it'll be a nice mix.
Well, you know, some of the greatest music that is out there is still waiting to be heard. We used to say the difference between a hit and a non-hit is a hit record got played. And, you know, there's just an awful lot of great music that just never got played. And I would imagine you've got some of that going for you.
Thank you. But that's a good point. I've been living in Nashville. I see that more than ever, just this incredible raw talent that doesn't always get heard. So I am always grateful for the chance to get on stage and share my music, and to anybody that wants to be there, it always means a whole lot.
All right. So it sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like an opportunity to get some great music from Liz Longley. Liz, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
All right.